This is author Spencer. I want to make sure I'm saying the line. Borisov, correct?
Bingo.
All right. There you go. That's Jerrica. That is Ben.
Hey, guys.
Spencer is signed to my... Who is that?
What was that?
That's Jerrica. That's Ben.
Oh,
no. Oh God. Spike.
We have guests.
That's Spike.
That's Spike.
Get it together.
That's home.
Listen, you walked them in here. How do they not know your name?
On air.
It doesn't matter.
Follow me at Spike on MIC.
Don't. If you do, stop listening to this show.
Oh, Lord.
Now, Spencer, who do we have beside you?
My lovely wife, Felicia.
Felicia, how are you?
It's Halicia.
Oh, Halicia.
You're going to hell
you?
For some
Dude, I've been married four times. What's she going to do? That hasn't been done to me. All right. Halicia. That's an interesting. What's your middle name? Kathy.
I don't have a middle name, actually.
They stopped at Halicia?
Yeah, exactly. It was good enough. I didn't need a
what
middle
name. What is Halicia?
Yeah.
Give me what's the origin behind Halicia?
German and Italian.
German and Italian. Oh, okay,
all Mike right. Herman.
Is it a common German name?
No, not at all.
No, okay. It's, have you ever met another Halicia?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Interesting.
It's unique.
When she orders pizza, she says her name is Lisa because she doesn't want anyone to use her name.
I know.
Oh,
so steal it.
Yeah,
oh,
really?
No one's listening, are they?
Yeah. Are you trying to hog Halicia?
Yes,
hey, anybody out there that's about to deliver.
There's a great name.
There's a great name.
Unique.
Halicia.
It's called Halicia.
Exactly. How
all
dare
right,
you?
Just make sure that I know about it.
Now, Spencer, is this your first book that we're going to be talking about?
Yes, it is.
Your first book. What compelled you to write the book?
Well, I was tired of smelling the world's morning breath when I opened my eyes at sunrise every day.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent 2.5 decades in the corporate world.
Doing what, if you don't mind me asking?
Sales, okay. Largely outside sales.
Okay. Oh, man, that sucks.
It's a grind.
It's a grind. You know, the corporate environment. Work is a big bully.
Right.
You know, right. Bullies you around from the moment the alarm clock goes off, waking you out of sleep, to when you get in the door and you have a boss.
Right.
And the boss is one of the filthiest words in the English language.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. I make her call me El Jefe.
It
has a nicer ring to it.
No, I don't.
You will call me El Jefe.
You see how that worked? I didn't say it. So.
This is the problem with the workspace. And so you said, well, but what about the money was good?
The money was good.
But money's not everything.
But it's in the top three. Stop saying that. It's in the top three. I'll take anything in the top three.
But I cringe at the presumed expendability of my dignity and the rape of my soul.
Yep.
What was you selling?
You heard the man.
Good Lord.
You heard the man.
What was he selling?
And so you said, let me write a book to help other people see how they need to break the chains, or just because you need the money?
Well,
I know there's no money.
I have some. There's not a lot of money, but maybe after the show things will change.
All right. You know? We'll let them know where to get it.
Don't expect too much.
Our audience largely doesn't read.
Yeah. All five of them.
Right.
Perfect. What more could I ask for?
Exactly. Tell us about the book. What does it talk about?
You know, it talks about the system and the culture, basically how it needs major reform. Both from the daily grind to the unbalanced nature of our work week. You know?
Right,
I mean,
right.
I mean, there's 7 days in a week, and a fair deal is a 50-50 split, right? So an equitable arrangement would be divide 7 by 2, get 3.5 and 3.5, 3.5 days free time, 3.5 days work. Someone divided 7 and got 5 and 2. I want to know who stepped onto that balcony in their robe and pointed down to the masses, and who was in the masses that cheered when he said that.
I like this guy.
Wow.
I like this guy.
Intense.
So what will people walk away from when they read your book? And I say when, not if.
Well, they will walk away saying, this is exactly how I feel every day, but I've never heard it said quite like that.
But now we do need some people working, correct? I mean, is there a job? Are you talking about every job, or are you just talking about a certain type of employment?
I'm talking about...
Just a boss? Is a boss a boss a boss?
No, not really. I mean, if you're not your own boss, then a boss is a boss is a boss. It's all about finding your passion. Mm-hmm. And once you find your passion, you know, work isn't a chore.
Yeah.
When the weekend is over, you don't care. You don't get the Sunday night shakes like I do, staring at the ceiling fan, hoping it'll fall down and decapitate me because I don't want the alarm clock to go off, right?
So at what point did you wake up and smell your morning breath that you use that analogy?
It was the world's morning breath, not mine.
Well, the first time you smelt it, I mean, obviously it had been building up, but at what point did you say enough is enough is enough and you're going to, you know, I guess you left your job to write the book. Is that correct or did you?
I have been putting the book together 2.5 decades in the corporate world. You know, so research was my experience and putting it together over a number of years. Yeah, so it's a gradual process while it's, attempting to maintain a level of income. And
are you still working now?
I am not.
Okay.
Hey, that man's an author, man. He's raking it in.
I'm just wanting to protect his voice.
Now, Helicity, let me ask you a question.
Boy, you botched that one.
I'm putting variations on it. Okay, obviously, okay. Helicia is a variation of Alicia. I'm working out some new stuff. Helicity, was he a pain in the ass to live with while he was working on the book?
Oh.
And do you wish he would go back to the court? Do you miss eating on a regular basis?
Well, I definitely don't think that he needs to go back because he's very humorous.
Right.
And I hope that this book will give him the opportunity to really follow his passion. So I think in general, it's a humor book. It's really funny. I think a lot of people will get a lot of laughs out of it just see the similarities in what they experience into what he experienced. So,
do you work?
I do.
And what do you think of your boss? Has this changed your perspective?
Yeah, that's a good question. Would he not let you read the
book?
Will
you mark down the time and date, please?
Yes.
I work, and I'm in outside sales, and I kind of have found somewhat of my passion. So my boss in general I don't see him the exact same way, but I do believe that, you know, bosses, if you have a job that you have your own autonomy, then that boss figure isn't the same as the mainstream.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah.
So your morning breath don't stink.
Yeah.
World's breath.
Okay. It's a world's breath, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in the morning.
So is there a point, because you said you don't work now, so is there a point that you're going to get to, let's say, I mean, God forbid, that the whole book thing doesn't work out, would you go back to work, or what would you do in that situation?
Once you've seen the light, Jerrica.
I know, but what would you do?
Well, I'm a reasonable man.
No, I'm not. I'm just being realistic of, like, if that were to happen, what would you do?
Well, listen, I really like sleeping in a warm bed and preferably not alone.
Right.
And for the moment, I've given up swabbing the decks, but I don't want to walk the plank. And if I need to, I'll go back to work. But I'm not interested in reporting to a boss. The term is offensive to me. When I walk into an environment, all of a sudden someone's in charge of me. I mean, I just, as an adult, as a man, I don't understand.
It's offensive.
Yeah.
And so I would go back to work as a 1099.
Independent contractor for those.
Yeah, having, you know, products that I can sell that are quality products, that I get reward when I close that deal. You know, so freedom and autonomy. So what work does, essentially, is take away your freedom.
Right.
I mean, millions of people have died for our freedom. We wrote the Declaration of Independence to declare our freedom. We wrote the Constitution to protect our freedom. What freedom? 2 days a week?
Yeah.
I mean,
now if you,
some people don't even get 2 days.
That's right.
There are some countries. I think Italy is an average of 20 hours a week for factories as a state where they only work 20 hours. So they figured out your math, which is 3.5 and 3.5.
It's not so complicated.
It's not so complicated. You ever thought of moving to Italy?
I'm American, born and bred.
Yeah.
So let's not misconstrue the message.
Right,
I love my country.
I
think that there's a lot of bright people out there, and if they were altruistic and politically not tied into greed and power, we could, you know, meet the will of the people. I don't expect a government glider to drop a parachuting Playboy playmate with a bottle of champagne and caviar while I suck up sunshine on Acapulco Beach.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
But, you know,
how about
I've been
4 days
for
and 3 days? How about 4 and 3? Can we stop there?
Yeah,
it's a little ripple in the pond.
I like that. I like that a lot. Where can people find the book?
The book is on Amazon.com.
Okay.
At my website, worksucksthebook.com.
Worksucksthebook.com. It's also on Amazon.
That's right. And other online retailers. You can get an autographed copy on my website.
Go ahead.
How long has it been out?
It's been out for about 5 weeks.
And we happy with the people receiving it?
no one has said a bad word. Whoever's read it, I've got a number of all my reviews on Amazon are 5 stars. So
nice.
I'm ecstatic about that. You know, I just need to come on your show once a week. I think that's what it'll take.
Sure. And, you've got a lot more faith in me than I do.
That's your
only
option.
I'll be here every week. No, that I'll be here next week.
Because of the mob.
Is there another book in the future?
Oh, I got a spinoff, yeah.
Work doesn't suck that much.
When you don't have a job.
Yeah, I need to eat.
Unemployment sucks.
Yeah. Are you going to do an audiobook version of it? It sounds like your voice and your sense of humor would be perfect for it. Because sometimes reading is a lot of work.
I find that, you know, the number of books I read a year would not impress a lot of people, so I understand what you're saying.
Right.
Audio version, yeah, I'm very interested in it. I just am a clueless individual, doesn't know how to do it.
Right.
Yeah, so come to me. Somebody come to me.
I think
contact
it includes
me.
Opening the book, having a mic, and reading it. I mean, I don't know, but...
Well, yeah, it's got to be produced and distributed.
Yeah, there's... Because I looked into... doing the audio book version of a portion of The Eternal, which I plan on doing, but we have to do the movie first. But there's very specific parameters.
What's the difference between abridged and unabridged? Or there's two type of audio books. One's, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Next topic.
I can find out for you, though.
Yeah, I can too. Google.
Tell people where they can find the book one more time.
The book is on Amazon.com and at WorkSucksTheBook.com, where you can get an autographed copy and other online retailers.
There you go. And the book is called Work Sucks.
Work Sucks, and actually a subtitle, A Funny View of a Serious Problem.
And the author is Spencer Borisoff and his lovely wife, Helena. Is that the third time?
They're not going to get it right in the delivery room, so we're happy. We're good with that. We're good with that.
So, unabridged... is the full reading of the text.
Right.
Reading of a reduced version is called abridged.
Yeah, I don't think you want abridged.
No, unabridged, the whole thing.
All right, thank you, Spencer. We appreciate you coming in.
Yes,
good luck.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, guys.
And we'll have you back in. We'll have you back in for certain.
All right.
We'll be back. Final segment, Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.